Hi, this is a dictation for Eric Washington. ERICWASHINGTON. Date of birth is 12/3/1971. Date of procedure is 7/25/2023. The procedure is done according to protocol. 5 cc dexamethasone was injected to the epidural area at L5-S1. No complications. Patient walked out with a stable vital signs. Medical indications are based on the following issues. Patient was involved in an automobile accident where he was T-bone on driver's side, and then the car hit a pole on 2/8/2025 where he was a front seat passenger restrained. The impact has caused him severe pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the right posterior part of the thigh and left buttock. Other symptoms are injury to the right shoulder and neck pain as well. There's headaches, TBI symptoms, pain in the left knee. The patient has undergone conservative treatment for several months since the time of accident and has not brought any relief. The MRIs that were done are positive for the disc issues in the lumbar region, bulging disc at L3-4, disc herniation L4, L5, and anterior listhesis with disc bulge at L5-S1. Bilateral facet arthropathy is present. Moderate to severe bilateral neuroforamen stenosis present. It appears that a series of steroid injection to the epidural system will bring him significant relief. In addition, patient has significant issues in the cervical MRI. There is a compression fractures, and even in the lumbar region, there is a compression fracture. And he's being referred to a spine surgeon to ensure that there is no need for a urgent cervical spine fusion. Fractures are located, acute to subacute fractures of C3 to C5 vertebral segments, with subacute to chronic fractures of C6 and C7. Thank you very much.